Amid the news of New York's new law legalizing abortion up to any moment before delivery, whatever deemed reasonable by a doctor. Amid the news of President Trump's ongoing campaign to build support for an unbuilt campaign promised wall. Amid the news of an already boat full of Democratic presidential hopefuls and a still empty sack of city council ideas on affordable housing, we have a lot to talk about these days, just from this week. These are all interesting and important topics, and our Catholic faith gives us the intellectual and moral framework for good faith discussions on each. In a phrase, the inviolable dignity of the human person, the unlosable, fundamental, God-created dignity of each and every one of us grounds these discussions. Human dignity, from those in the womb to the just role of government to the intentions behind city planning. All of these sparks and conflicts fall at a point where that human dignity might easily be overlooked, forgotten, dominated by the interests of another more powerful group. Human dignity. It's worth reflecting on, both the ways we embrace it in ourselves and others, and the ways we lose sight of it. I don't think, though, the question of our support of human dignity is just or even mainly in these news items. These might get us excited, demand our engagement. But this week, we're reminded that those things on the outside come only after the things from within. Do we support the dignity of those around us? Put another way, do we see in our families and close relationships cause for direct concern, interest, importance, before even looking at what's crawling on the TV news ticker? Isn't this the son of Joseph? We know Jesus comes for the biggest of big pictures, to save all from the beginning to the end of creation. He doesn't, though, come as a policymaker. And he does more than just give us a framework to encourage a just society. He comes for us and for the person next to us, not just for another part of the country, but for the other side of our house. And this, even more than the news, is hard. Isn't this the son of Joseph? Last week's gospel is act one of a two-part Nazareth performance, one that changes drastically after this week's intermission. The praise of Jesus we are left with last week turns today to criticism, even violent intent. Now, Jesus had many times in his ministry that he was not accepted, that he was challenged, that he was doubted. Here in Nazareth, though, it sounds a little different. The scandal is not too little information, as in, what can he do or what does he teach, which we see behind other moments of questioning, but a scandal of too much information. Isn't this the son of Joseph? They know Jesus' family, remember him from childhood, have too much information swimming in their heads during that synagogue session. This isn't just the later question we hear in John's gospel from Nathanael, can anything good come from Nazareth? This is, can anything good come from this specific spot, right over there, with these specific people right beside us? Jesus answers their localized bias by pointing out powerful deeds God has always chosen to do for outsiders, not native Israelites, which of course makes clear the impasse, one Jesus walks away from. Isn't this the son of Joseph? Jesus probably can assume there will be resistance in his reception, and yet he goes home, goes to Nazareth, goes to his people, to conflict, to rejection. It's often easier for us to hear an outside voice, someone not so close to the situation. The insider can be a hard one to take. Too much history, too much knowledge. And yet today, we are reminded we're not to avoid our Nazareths, to focus just on outside spots, to give our best only to people who will undoubtedly sing our praise at the end. Jesus comes home to remind us of God's path, deeper and deeper into our own homes, present even in tension, pointing to human dignity, not just out there, but inside here. We're not called to fix every problem. Jesus' encounter doesn't show a solution, does it? But we are called to look again at these primary relationships in our lives and concern ourselves with them, to approach them again, to see with God's dignity and not our own hard history. Perhaps it's just a little more attentiveness, a small act of forgiveness, a brief word of kindness. Perhaps it's asking, how have I offered a scoffing comment, something from too much knowledge, something that limits God's home visit? This might be a question to start with as we reflect on God's ways this week. As Jesus comes to his home, we're reminded today of the difficulty in such a movement. God desires to come to us too, not just in the big news items of the day, but in our own little movements. May we give him another ear and our relationships another look. This is the son of Joseph, but also the son of God. This is our own family and close relations, but also bearers of God's inviolable dignity, worthy of our effort, recipients of God's grace.